This is a CBS News special report. I'm Adriana Diaz in New York. President Donald Trump has just landed in Beijing for a two-day summit. He will meet with President Xi Jinping and other officials. The U.S. war with Iran will be high on the agenda as well, but business is also on the docket at a time when many Americans are struggling with affordability. The president posted that he will ask Xi to, quote, open up China to U.S. companies. Weijia Jiang is in Beijing covering the president's visit. Weijia, good morning. Tell us what's on the agenda for this summit.
Good morning, Adriana. Good morning to everybody. We were watching as the Chinese were literally just rolling out the red carpet for President Trump. He is expected to be greeted by a Chinese delegation led by the vice president of China, along with Marine band and honor guard and several Chinese youth to really pump up the energy for the president before he has an official welcome ceremony tomorrow with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. Now, these two men have a lot to talk about when it comes to the trade deals and business deals that President Trump is hoping for. Of course, the backdrop of all this, as you mentioned, is the war in Iran, as China is the biggest purchaser of Iranian oil. So we expect that to come up, along with China's aggression toward Taiwan. But no real significant movements on those two fronts, Adriana, even though obviously they will be talking about it. But this trip is really to show that even though there is fierce competition between these two biggest economies in the world, there is also stability and a working relationship. So there will be a lot of business mixed in with ceremony and pleasure between these two leaders who last met in October. And by the way, this is the first time a U.S. sitting president will be visiting China in nearly a decade. Of course, that was also President Trump the last to do that back in 2017.